honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. I am so glad to have the fantastic Melody Moisey back on the program. We're going to be talking about World Suicide Prevention Day, and it's also Suicide Prevention Month. Melody, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.
Melody, so great to have you on. For people who missed our first interview, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your fantastic book, Haldol and Hyacinths?
So I am a writer and a lawyer, and I live with bipolar disorder. I'm also an Iranian American Muslim, and I'm an activist, and I have been for a long time, and I started getting involved with mental health advocacy and activism after I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in 2009 after a psychotic break. And ever since, I've sort of been working for other people living with mental illness and trying to fight the stigma surrounding it.
It's so important. And let's talk about the stigma around suicide. I mean, we've got to start talking about these issues. That's why I'm so grateful that you're here. Share with us a little bit about your own personal experiences with this. And I know you were in a psychotic break, but talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, so as somebody with bipolar disorder, our rates of suicide are, some estimates say 20%, and some even higher than that. So we have high rates of suicide, but there is treatment available. And I attempted suicide. A lot of people with bipolar disorder do. But the point is that you can get help, and it is out there. I did want to share the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline just in case we don't get the chance to do that. It's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. For anybody who is actively thinking about suicide, you're not alone. A lot of people do think about it. And for anybody who wants to help somebody else who is thinking about suicide and you're worried about a friend or a family member, it's important to talk to them and to be direct and yet compassionate and to actually listen. And if they're in a state of crisis, to make sure that you get them help. And if it means calling 911, then do that if it's necessary.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Give us some more tips, Melody, on how to approach someone who you are seeing some signs and symptoms. And actually, if you can start by sharing some of the signs and symptoms, that would be great.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the warning signs are what you would expect, just people talking about suicide. Sometimes people are getting the means to do that. I think we really need a worldwide suicide prevention plan, and every country should have one. And the World Health Organization actually just came out with a report that found that every 40 seconds globally, somebody takes their own life. And if we had policies per country, very few countries still have specific policies that are focused on preventing suicide. But they wouldn't be that hard to implement. I'm talking about controlling access to firearms. More than half of suicides are gun-related in the U.S., far higher when suicides related that happen in men. And suicide is more common in men. I think a lot of men don't feel comfortable talking about these issues and feel even less comfortable than women. We also feel not so comfortable talking about them, but it's a real serious problem among men, particularly with access to firearms being easy. And in other parts of the world, access to things like pesticides in Southeast Asia, there's a spike of suicides happening with pesticides among farmers, for example, but not just reducing access to the means of suicide, but also improving health care and access to health care. And like I said, you have to reduce the stigma because what we're doing right now, just talking about it. But when you're trying to help somebody else who's dealing with something like this, you need to ask very specific questions. Along the lines of, if somebody has a plan, it's much more likely that they would go through with it. And you should take these kinds of statements seriously when somebody talks about thinking about taking their own lives. Sometimes we talk about those sort of flippantly, but I think you can tell the difference, but sometimes it's not that easy. So it's important to ask questions, and particularly if you know somebody has the means or a time set or the intention, then it's time to reach out for help. And it's not something that you can do alone. You need a mental health professional to help you with that.
Now, you mentioned that there was a high rate among folks with bipolar disorder. Would you say that it's usually in their, I mean, could it happen in their manic state? Or I would guess it would be more in their depressive, but I'm just curious because I'm not really
It can happen in both. And in my experience, that was, I attempted suicide when I was depressed, but I also believed I could fly when I was manic. I was also crossing streets without looking both ways because I thought I was a prophet, and prophets shouldn't have to look both ways with my delusion, right? So it's entirely possible for it to happen in either a manic or a depressive state. And actually, it's much more common for it to happen in what they call a mixed state, which is what people know even less about, which is basically a state where you have sort of the hopelessness of depression, but also the impulsivity of mania. That combination of in a mixed state can lead to suicide.
I understand as well that if you're misdiagnosed with unipolar depression and they give you certain medications and you do have mania, that can also be very complicated and lead to suicidal thoughts and actions. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. And people need to be very careful early on when they take antidepressants, because even in some patients without bipolar disorder, they can induce suicidal ideations, which is frustrating and obviously tells us that we need better medications and we need better treatments. And not necessarily that all those treatments would be in medications, but we definitely need better treatment overall with respect to both medication and public health interventions.
You know, one thing that I think is so nice that I've seen in my own experience is with my brother and my husband. They both volunteered for suicide hotlines for years, and I really saw the reward they got from that, or just feeling like they were making a difference. I just encourage anybody who is looking for a good volunteer opportunity who really wants to help. What do you think about that, Melody?
Oh, I think it's great. I think if you have the opportunity to do it where you're located, and you can go online to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and see where they're where they have hubs, and if you can volunteer in the town that you're in, then it's a great opportunity, I think, for a lot of people. And you would think that talking about suicide would make you depressed, but I think when you're helping other people, it helps you, and you're doing a really great service as the people who volunteer for these lifelines find out, I guess.
Oh, I think so, too. You know, we only have a little bit of time left, Melody, but just in light of Robin Williams, you know, I've heard so many things that make smoke come out of my ears, like, oh, but he was wealthy. There's so much, I'm sure it's happening to you, too. There's so much misunderstanding. What are just some of the myths around suicide?
Yeah, that if things are going well in your life, that you wouldn't be thinking about suicide. So suicide is frequently the result of depression, and depression can happen in anyone. It doesn't discriminate on any basis. But like I said, specifically with men, you need to be particularly conscious of it, because their attempts are far more successful, far more frequently. Women attempt more, but men are more successful, if you want to call it that. And because we don't see those early warning signs, sometimes I think that we do in women. So it's important that we open this dialogue for everybody, because it doesn't discriminate.
Oh, that is for sure. All right, Melody, tell us all the ways we can find you via social media.
Sure, yeah. You can go to my website, which is melodymoisey.com, MelodyMoezzi.com. And I'm on Twitter under my name, Melody Moisey, and on Facebook as well.
Well, I encourage everyone to check out Haldol and Hyacinth's A Bipolar Life. I could not put that book down. Melody, you have done so much. I'm so glad you're such a strong and important advocate, and we love having you here on Naturally Savvy. So I look forward to having you back again. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Right. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. I want to thank you all so much for listening. And again, if you have any thoughts of suicide or know anyone, reach out, give them the number. You can re-listen to this on Radio MD in the next couple of days and then anytime after that. Thank you so much again, and stay well.